Registration for Sylvia Gordon, Sylvia Gordon. Date of birth is 6/26/1967. Date of accident, 9/26/2025. Patient is here for a follow-up evaluation on January 6, 2026. He was last seen on 12/3/2025 as a follow-up visit to a new patient visit, which was on 11/5/2025. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on 9/26/2025. Here, she was rear-ended as a front seat passenger. Leading to severe pain in the upper back and mid-back and both shoulders, pain with limited range of motions. No pain in the lower back was reported. No radiation or radiculopathy or neuropathy was reported. Headaches are not present either. Overall, the pains have been benign, and the patient has been interested to get medications and physical therapy as primary issues, which has been provided to her. The patient is otherwise stable, and she reports that she has been having these pains since the time of accident. Her mood is up and down, and she requests to add depression medicine. She's a caregiver in a healthcare facility. There is some radiation of pain in the left upper arm up to the elbow is reported, front and back. It's mostly pain. Overall, the pain is varying from 4-9. ADLs are affected 6. 60% relief is reported by the patient so far. As we know, the patient was also involved in another automobile accident prior to this, which has been resolved at this time. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review, additional issues, compliance history, substance abuse. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 129 over 81, pulse 95, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam will remain the same from a previous visit, which is dated 12/3/2025, dictation number 1203-045. Plan. We reviewed the maps, and we have provided the physical therapy to the neck and the lower back, sorry, neck and the upper back to the affected areas. Two times a week, traction and massage, aquatherapy, as well as left shoulder. She's released to a light-duty job, 6 hours, 5 days, 5-pound lifting limit. She's provided with the following medications, which are Flexeril, 10 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation, Medigesic for headaches, if there is any, Lunesta, 1 milligram at night, Wellbutrin, 150 milligrams twice a day for depression, anxiety, and Tramadol, 50 milligrams PRN for pain relief. The patient is otherwise stable. At this time, her drug screen has been reviewed, which is in compliance, and maps are in compliance. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time, and until then, she will be undergoing physical therapy. Thank you.